There's a new bill in the Ohio House named the Right to Know Act.
Tim, Kaylee, the act is all about requiring hospitals to offer genetic testing at birth to verify paternity, as well as reduce any errors that could possibly happen in hospitals.
Pay taxes, and I care about where my money goes. I'm not here to pay for so-and-so because there's a confusion about who's the father. That's not my business. Handle your personal shit. And for me, I want to fund schools. I want to fund the MTA because the trains are never on time. We got bigger problems. I'm sorry, I'm not paying for no mandatory tests.
I don't think there's any issue with a man taking care of another man's child. Women do it all the time, whether you know or not.
Mandatory DNA testing at birth. Ever since I started this platform, you guys already know I've been a major advocate of this legislation. Apparently, some bills are being stood up to enact just that. Let's get active.
What is going on, YouTube? It is your boy Rome back with another video. If you're new to the platform, welcome to the tribe. By the end of this video, I hope you subscribe. So, this video was actually sent to me by one of my subscribers on Instagram, and when he sent the message like saying like, "Hey, bro, Ohio is making this change," and I was kind of like, "Okay." For one, that lets me know that this is definitely somebody who's probably been watching me for a while. Shout out to you, bro, because as you guys know, I am from Cincinnati, Ohio. You know what I'm saying? Cincinnati tattoo with the skyline. So, you know, I'm proud of where I'm from. So when I heard this news, you can say I was a bit proud again myself. So, because I recently covered, you know, the Kentucky situation with the 50-50 custody and whatnot. So, like I mentioned, I was like, don't be surprised if you start seeing these other states start following suit. And to see that all of a sudden, because I think I covered that maybe about a month or so ago, and then now I'm hearing this about Ohio. And if you guys know anything about Cincinnati, it's literally on the border of Ohio and Kentucky, right on the Ohio River. So, you know, there's definitely a lot of mingling going on. Like, if you live right over the river, then you... chances are you know a lot of people that stay in Cincinnati and vice versa. I even got family that stays over in Kentucky, even over there from Cincinnati. So I gotta admit I was eager to cover this when the brother sent me this video. So again, shout out to MTR. And without further ado, let's go ahead and keep it moving. Oh, and I'll make sure I leave the link in the description. To the original video. Let's get into it.
Breaking news, guys. You will now be forced to take a DNA test after your baby is born now, because a lot of confusion has been going on during the years. So now they are making it to you have to take a DNA test as soon as the baby is born with the dude that you claim to be the dad. The dad cannot sign that birth certificate until the DNA results come back that the child is his. I feel like this is a very good thing nowadays, because sometimes the mom might be confused, don't know who the baby daddy is, and pointed.
Confused is crazy way to describe that.
To the person that she thinks the baby daddy is for some reason, and it's not fair to the dad that's not the baby daddy, to still be taking care of a baby that's not his. So, lawfully, I feel like this is a very great decision. I don't feel like anybody should be mad about this decision. Your baby needs to get that mouth swabbed, and that man do too. He needs to make sure that baby is his before he be signing any type of papers. Don't be mad at me, be mad at the source. So yeah, that's how. And another thing is, if you have a man that you claim the dad is and it's not the dad, he can sue you now.
Okay. To have a screaming baby in the background of this video is just too perfect.
Okay, because for a minute there, I thought I was the only one that was hearing that, because I was like, is that a sound effect, or you really hear a baby screaming in the background? Well, hopefully she's on the right side of things. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, bro. That was kind of funny because for a minute there, I thought it was just me. Like, damn, am I hearing a baby in the background? Nah, but in all seriousness, man, it's good to see because I would imagine she is on the right side of things because, you know what I always found interesting about this particular conversation? The women that are against it, because the same women that are against it sit over here and come on the internet and complain about men not really having empathy for women that get the R word. But when men actually look up the statistics and you see that it's actually a very small percentage of women that have experienced this, but when you look up the stats of men that have found out that the child isn't theirs, is a lot higher. That percentage is a lot higher than the percentage of women that are getting R word. So I find that very intriguing. Like, it's kind of like, y'all don't want to have empathy and y'all don't want mandatory for this, but y'all expect those same men to have empathy for something that happens a lot less more often than what the men are over here complaining about when it comes to mandatory testing. That always threw me off.
But I absolutely agree with her. I don't understand how men are signing their name on the dotted line. If this was your homegirl and she ended up pregnant, y'all were dating, she ended up pregnant, and now without proof, your name is on the birth certificate, which means that if she files for child support, it's coming to you. My family has been a victim of paternity fraud. I actually didn't meet my biological sister till I was in college. Nevertheless, I can't just trust a TikToker regarding information. Let's go to the news report.
There's a new bill in the Ohio House named the Right to Know Act, sponsored by State Representative Josh Williams.
Laura Sandlin joins us from the studio this morning. So, Laura, what should people know about this?
Tim, Kaylee, the act is all about requiring hospitals to offer genetic testing at birth to verify paternity, as well as reduce any errors that could possibly happen in hospitals. According to sponsor Josh Williams, the testing is optional, and it would require the consent of both involved parties. Parents can decline, however, both parents would need to acknowledge that they were informed of the availability.
Okay.
Additionally, he says the act is also meant to reduce any risk for baby swaps or identification error. However, the act is mainly targeted at unmarried couples in the state in order to help reduce any legal or financial burdens related to establishing paternity through court, as well as any possible legal disputes later. The act is a part of Williams' Family First agenda focused on supporting families, and he says the right to know is all about strengthening family units, reducing court cases, as well as creating accessibility for biological parents.
We require our hospitals, which we give a ton of state money to make this available to the parents. And parents have the right to say no thank you or engage in the practice and see and establish paternity to the child. I think it's very important that we get these things established very early on, because the last thing we want is someone raising a child for 5, 6, 7 years believing it's theirs.
The act still needs to be approved by the Ohio Senate, as well as reported by the committee, as well as being passed by the House before it would be sent to the governor. And right now, they're waiting on a fiscal analysis to determine the cost, as well as if state funding will be needed. Reporting live in studio, Laura Sandlin, okay. WTOL 11.
W's down up into the chat for the young brother who was attempting to get this bill passed in Ohio, Rep. Josh Williams. I don't know if he's aligned more on the left or the right. I don't care. I know that I like this, though. For the life of me, I can't understand why women would be against this, but I found some TikToks we're going to go over, trust me, of women actively complaining that this may be a reality. But it's awesome to think that someone is standing up for what is a clear injustice in society today. Now, this is a proposed law, so it hasn't passed yet. But what I find interesting is that the hospitals would be required to let them know that they could get a paternity test, but it requires signatures from both parents. Personally, I think it should only be one parent required in order to request it, but you gotta crawl before you walk, right? It's funny how it's my body, my choice. Even when the father wants DNA proof that he's the pappy, before signing his name on the birth certificate. Women that choose men that are either A, their relationship option, right? Or B, the man is in a better financial position, meaning higher child support payments. That is just straight up fraud. But anyway, the internet is ablaze with seething 304 anger, right? Because that's the only type of woman that would not want this type of accountability, right? Those of them that like to have sex with multiple men within a given week. Nevertheless, let's go over this one nurse's story of this playing out.
But before he get into that, I just want to say that I agree. I think it really should just come down to the father. Why do you need the signatures from both parents if one of the parents is the one that's giving birth? So they don't have to be concerned. Yeah, that part is kind of weird to me. I was like, I get it, you know, the my body, my choice shit. But when it comes to actually knowing who the father of the child is, I just find it a bit odd that it is both parents have to sign it. Because here's my thing. If women are against this, and y'all make this mandatory, you mean to tell me, don't be surprised. All I'm saying is that don't be surprised if you come across a lot of situations where it's the women that don't want to sign it. And the reason why they don't want to sign it is because they deep down, they know that there's a likelihood that that man may not be the father. Yeah. I'm just saying, because if men only have to put that signature on there, I think it'll make things a hell of a lot different, and women will be moving a lot different. Not this double D clutching like he just mentioned. Let's get back into it.
Here's why DNA tests should be mandatory after you give birth. I work at a healthcare facility, and I had a mom bring in her paperwork for her child's birth certificate, right? I go through it and I let her know that she left the father's name blank, and just to avoid any surprises, I let her know when she gets the birth certificate, obviously the father's section is going to be blank. It's only going to be her name on the birth certificate. She then is like, oh, well, can I still get child support? I let her, you know, I told her no, because there's no name there and whatnot. And, you know, and I let her know what she would need to do after the fact. She then tells me to give her a minute. She sits down and calls her group of friends, and they go through a list of like 4 or 5 different men on some pros and cons type shit to figure out who of these men would be the best option to be the father.
Oh,
I guess they couldn't come to a decision or whatever. She comes back to me. She's like, oh, well, can you just put my birth certificate to the side and I'll do it once I decide. Ma'am, this isn't layaway. What?
4 or 5 different men. 4 or 5. But then again, I guess we talking small change, because I remember watching episodes of Maury. You'll see women go on there, they'll bring a dozen men on and they still don't know who the father is. I guess I shouldn't be surprised.
Deciding who to put in position, like y'all put y'all fantasy draft picks in position. Absolutely disgusting and unsavory work. But shout out to her. There's women like her that agree that they should be mandatory at birth. But of course, there's hyenas out there that don't think so.
DNA testing at birth.
Mandatory.
Mandatory DNA testing at birth. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with that.
Check that baby. Like, what? Check that baby. I don't care what nobody says. Check that baby. You never know. You never know.
But what I feel like DNA testing at birth to me is like, no matter how you spin it, no matter how you try to dress it up, you are telling your wife, I think you've been cheating on me.
Women with sleeve tattoos down 10,000 points. Aura eliminated.
And there are examples where guys raise kids that aren't theirs. Like, it's like, I can understand if it's never happened or if it's not a thing, but that's a thing that happens. People take breaks, raise kids. What was that one story about the dude that like raised the kid like after they took a break and then found out that the kid wasn't his?
Yeah,
it happened while they were on a break. Or, and you know what I mean? Like, that's,
I mean, okay, during a break, I feel like I can understand that justification. But it's like, we've been together, we've been rocking together, it's been 8 years, no break, been solid, you ain't never thought I cheated on you once. If I have a baby, I carried this baby for 9 months. Mm-hmm. I just pushed out a 8-pound human.
That could not be mine. You pushed out an 8-pound human.
Listen, I pushed out an 8-pound human in that delivery room, and your first question out your freaking mouth is, I want a DNA test.
Okay, I had to listen to the dribble for a little bit more.
Now, I'm glad that brother brought up an example, because that woman was just babbling like this is not a thing, because I can do you one better, because I remember covering this months ago. Do y'all remember that older white guy? I think he's retired now. He was a judge at that. So he understands how this goes. Bruh, he didn't find out till I think his wife or ex-wife passed that none of his kids were his. And this man was a judge. Y'all know judges make good money, bro. I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, you really have women out here that are just having kids with men that they know aren't good for them, and then they'll choose a man that they know that is good for them and have him raise those kids thinking that they're his. This is a real thing, bro. This is why I will tell women all the time, this is one of the reasons why men don't really have empathy for women. You know, it was one thing to have empathy for women 60, 70, 80 years ago, but in today's society, no. Because in a situation like this, y'all can't even have empathy for men. Because y'all want to be able to have one up on men and be able to get over on them. This is some sick work, bro.
Yeah, it's all based up on feelings.
If I have a baby.
And I find it so interesting that these are the women that complain that men are not empathetic, but they often don't put themselves in a man's shoes of how something can negatively impact them.
I think that the United States making DNA testing mandatory is stupid. I don't think that, you know, it's something that if you feel like you need a DNA test, go do that on your own time. Because you feel that way. I don't think every person, there's millions of people in the United States. Like, it doesn't make sense that people could be using that time to do other things. Like, you could be saving a life. You could be in a hospital saving a life.
I personally...
Okay, yeah, so bump the dude wasting his time raising a child that's not his, financially obligated to a child that's not his. That little cheek squab, you could be saving a life. But don't you swab that little baby's cheek and the father's cheek just to check. Don't you dare do that. You could be saving another life. Absolutely insane. The hamster wheel that their brain is traveling on in order to get to this conclusion. Hey, ma'am, you get the epidural, which is way more invasive than a cheek swab. That's offered to you at the hospitals. Why can't they offer a cheek swab after the child is born? Because there's lives to save. Like the genjutsu that they'll try to manipulate you to put you into is just, I can't. I
pay taxes and I care about where my money goes. I'm not here to pay for so-and-so because there's a confusion about who's the father. That's not my business. Handle your personal shit. And for me, I want to fund schools. I want to fund the MTA because the trains are never on time. We got bigger problems. We have bigger problems. I'm sorry. I'm not paying for no mandatory test.
You are not.
Lying. I'm the father of that baby, boss.
Boss, I'm that baby's daddy.
Out of Pepe.
I don't think there's any issue with a man taking care of another man's child. Women do it all the time, whether you know or not. He might bring another child and say, oh, I had this out of our wedlock, you know, what are we gonna do? Or he's taking your money and paying child support to another family. You had no idea. So when we're just like jumping like, oh, I'm not gonna do this, I'm not gonna do that, hold on, it's already being done.
You could have been doing so many other things with your life. You could have been figuring your life out. I don't know, feeding pigeons, I don't know, doing anything. But you raising a kid that is not yours. I mean, if you had the option to know that was your kid and you wanted to raise that kid, that's perfectly fine. A lot of people do that. But when you don't know, you're doing it out of the obligation or the mindset that this is my child, I'm gonna raise him or her, I'm gonna raise them up, I love them, this is my DNA, this is my blood. And then come to find out, that's not your kid.
Imagine trying to have a knowledgeable dinner time conversation with a woman that acts like this, and there's nowhere to go within this conversation because she doesn't care about you. These are the perpetually unaccountable and they're Super Saiyan deflectors. You can even show them scientific studies. This I pulled from PubMed. They did a study on 300,000 paternity tests performed within the United States. Now, mind you, this is of people that questioned paternity. Within that, they concluded that in 72% of cases, the father was correctly assigned. So within 30% of these cases, the wrong paternity was attempted to be signed. To say that you are okay within cases where there's a question of paternity, that a man is just going to raise the child no matter what, is just pure evil.
I had two guys call in. They work at DNA testing centers. One guy had to quit. One guy still works there. He told me 40% of the children are not the man's child.
40%.
He said 40%.
Somebody cool,
and
Lori.
It's usually
make DNA testing.
It's two scenarios. It's where the woman, the person's getting a DNA test because the woman claims that is their child. Turns out it's not. The other one is where the parent is on the deathbed and makes a confession, they need a health, they need a liver transplant, blood transfusion, and the blood type. There's no way that that can actually be the father. So then they find out because of medical reasons. You mean that's not my father? Then the father finds out from that way. He said it took such a toll on him that he could no longer do it because he would be sitting on the phone counseling the men and the grown children who these women falsely accuse. We see it on more. We see it on paternity court. But yet we say men need to be held accountable.
And I remember mentioning the percentages earlier. But yeah, usually somewhere between 3 to 4 out of every 10 men that test find out that they're not the father. And these, and mind you, these are the same women that are over here saying this is happening to women, and you know, men don't have empathy for us. It's like, okay, but the things that y'all complain about are happening at a smaller rate percentage wise than paternity fraud. But y'all are against paternity fraud. Even though y'all know, y'all don't have to be worried about whether or not knowing if the child is yours. Yeah, who's really lacking empathy here? They're supposed to be the more nurturing gender and all that shit. But when it comes to this, it's like, oh, we ain't with that. I'm like, yeah, because a lot of y'all double D clutching and y'all don't want to keep it a buck. Anyway, let me know what you thought about this. And again, I'll leave the link in the description so y'all can watch the video in full. And shout out to MTR as always. And if you're new to the platform, please subscribe. Oh, geez, I appreciate the love and support. Make sure y'all hit that bell notification. That way y'all know what I'm uploading. Hit the like button because that's what the algorithm and helps me reach a broader audience. Also, look out for the travel vlog channel as well as the live show channel. Both links are in the description. Until the next video, y'all. Deuces. Thank you.